It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in for one last time in this fall season our friend Mark Kalnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Hey there, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich.
Good to talk with you this afternoon. You got through Thanksgiving okay. How did that go for you?
Good. Good day. Good day with the family and, looking forward to the weekend.
I was just saying earlier, I say this every year, I'm going to eat less. It never works out for me that way.
Well, I definitely haven't eaten less the last few days anyway.
No, it's bad, but it's okay. I've got the weekend to finish off those leftovers, and I'm making it a mission here. But you were telling me you're out shopping on Black Friday today. You're a tough man.
We were on the way to go eat, and we stopped someplace to go shopping. So it was not a long shopping trip.
All right. Glad to hear that. Well, we've wrapped up the high school fall season. I thought we'd just put the wraps on it with talking about some of the things that impressed you most over the course of the year. And I want to start with football. I hope people appreciate it, and if they got a chance to see him, what a historic year we saw from this team from Leavitt.
Oh, no doubt about it. I was there Saturday, and they might be they at least in the discussion for the best team ever in high school football, Maine high school football. They beat Thornton. That Thornton won the Class A state championship. They beat Lawrence. Lawrence was the runner-up in Class B. They were the best team in the state. I mean, if you're going to do a poll, I mean, obviously, you know, things can happen if they play teams again. But they beat everybody. They beat Oxford Hills, who was a good Class A team. Storm Saturday, they just dominated. And, you know, some people talk about, oh, they should play up. But, no, I think just the teams in their class need to get better. They should play it up over their enrollment just because they're so much better and have such a great program. That's not their issue.
Right. I agree with you completely on that. What are some other things that stood out to you from the football season?
Well, go back to Saturday for a minute. That was probably the best comeback I've seen by Wells in a state championship game. And other people that have seen a lot more than me say the same. So, Foxcroft was up 21-0 at halftime. You know, we covered them a lot all year, dominant all year. We thought that we were on the way to another running score. You see it in college, you see it in the pros, the comeback from that kind of deficit in the first half. But when one team dominates like that in high school, you don't usually see the absolute turnaround that we saw. And Wells came back and beat them 22-21. And again, what a program Foxcroft is, you know, getting there again and great season. They shouldn't, you know, hang their heads for long, that's for sure. But that comeback was historic.
What about some of the individual performances that you saw this year?
Well, they have three kids from Leavitt, just outstanding. I see them quite a bit on video. Then I saw them in person on Saturday. Just impressive, all of them. And Foxcroft has a group too that we get to cover all year. They were very impressive. It's just a lot of great individual performers. Jaden Richard, Kensley Masters for Foxcroft, he was actually out of the state game, but he could be a Division I kicker. I have no doubt. He puts teams in positions, all the kickoffs, the touchbacks, and he doesn't miss an extra point. And he has range of definitely over 40 yards, and stuff. So somebody like him. I don't know if that's what he's going to do, but he's definitely a Division I kicker if that's what he wants to do.
We're talking with Mark Kalnan here on Downtown. How about from the course of your coverage of soccer season, what were some memorable teams, games, or performances there?
I want to say about soccer, the eight-person soccer worked. It definitely was a success the first season. Keeping programs on the map, Skank up in East Millinocket, they were the runner-up in boys eight-person soccer and Penquist and girls soccer and Carabac and Madison on the south side. Carabac I consider close enough to, and Madison close enough to us to consider them ours, but they all those programs thrive. Another program that didn't make it that far, they made it to the semifinals, Dexter boys. They were a program that was pretty much almost gone, and they had a lot of success that maybe they can build it back up. So those are some things that impressed me and with soccer.
What about from the field hockey season, Mark?
The continuous powers, I mean, I would say the North didn't do too great in the state championship game, but they definitely, Skowhegan, you know, they are who they are always. Belfast lost, in the regional, but they had a great, great season. And, locally, Dexter was a runner-up in Class C. They had a great run with the number one seed going in. So some really solid teams that made great runs.
So we'll take a few weeks here. Tryouts have already taken place. It won't be long before the basketball start bouncing around gyms in Eastern and Central Maine. Who are a few teams that are already on your radar to watch for in the coming hoop season?
I'm excited to look at that today. We got VAR preview a week from Sunday. Some local teams to me, the Dexter girls will be very good. Orono boys, the defending state champions, they're going to be right in the mix again. I guess probably the favorite. Ellsworth of Chance Mercy is probably the one of the best players in the state. He's electric. Old Town should have a good team. Class B boys should be dynamite. Class C girls should be with Dexter, Penobscot Valley, and Manitowoc at the top. We started posting some things today. We got some videos sent to us and stuff, and posting some highlights already. So the preseason action started today.
Boy, and in some ways, the biggest basketball event of the year in Maine might be the return of Cooper Flag.
Yeah, January 5th and 6th. Chris will definitely be there covering it. I may go down, but we'll have it covered. But yes, it is. It's going to be two special nights there down in Portland, and probably the last chance to see him definitely before he goes to Duke. So hopefully, I say hopefully people will be out there, but that was sold out in what, 3 hours? So definitely the second night will as well. So yeah, it should be a good night there. And two local teams will start off the night. Get you ready for that. Nicola Ciccone are going to play down there.
Very cool indeed. Well, Mark, thanks for all the great work as always during the fall season. I know there's no time off at Eastern Maine Sports. You guys getting ready to, as you mentioned, roll out the winter sports previews and all of that. Follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything you need to know about high school and college around here. In the meantime, Mark, hope you have a great couple of weeks, and we'll get back at it sometime in the month of December.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Rich. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. It's Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports with us here on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.